Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
True Christian Repentance by Arthur W. Pink, 1886 through 1952. True Christian repentance is the heart turning from sin and returning to God. In the hour of penitence, sin is hated and self is loathed. The deeper the repentance, the fuller will be the confession. There will be a detailed acknowledgement of our wicked conduct, an emphasizing of the enormity of the evil course we have followed. As examples of this, turn to Daniel 9, verses 5 and 6, and Acts 26, verses 9 through 11. And observe how many aggravations of the sinning is there mentioned. Further, genuine repentance is always attended with sincere desires and earnest endeavors after reformation of life. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28, verse 13. As sin is a forsaking of God, so repentance is a forsaking of sin. The language of a contrite soul is, "What have I to do any more with idols?" Hosea 14, verse 8. Deeply humbling though the work of repentance be unto us, it is glorifying to God. And Joshua said unto Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the God of Israel, and make confession unto him." Joshua 7, verse 19. And if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Malachi 2, verse 2. And they repented not to give him glory. Revelation 16, verse 9. It must be so, for repentance is taking sides with God against sin. Oh, how each of us needs to pray for a deeper repentance. Painful though the work of repentance be, yet it issues in pleasant fruits. As one of the Puritans said, "Groans unutterable make way for joys unspeakable." If we sorrowed more for sin, we would rejoice more in the Lord. But let us add that, in cases where true penitents are so bound up within that they cannot pour out their souls in heart-melting confessions before the Lord, yet they can mourn over the hardness of their hearts and grieve because their sorrow is so shallow. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? What peaceful hours I then enjoyed! How sweet their memory still! But now I find an aching void the world can never fill. Return, O holy dove, return! Sweet messenger of rest, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, Lord, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee.